Hi, this is a discussion for patient Raymond Taylor, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, T like Tom, A-Y-L-O-R. Raymond Taylor is pain started on January 27, 2024. Affecting chief complaints are pain in the neck, back, lower back, and unbearable pain, severe pain in the left shoulder, headaches with dizziness, patient attributes these symptoms exclusively to an automobile accident that happened on 1-20-2024. Raymond Taylor, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, T like Tom, A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth 12-21-63, date of service 3-26-2024. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the left side behind the driver in a Ford F-250 and with his friend and they were hit by an Impala car at a moderately high speed, unknown speed. The accident happened on Greenfield and 11 mile area. The patient reported that the car was stopped for intersection and they were hit by a car on a rear ending at a high speed. Patient reported that he was not wearing seatbelt at the time of accident and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient did not choose to go to the hospital ER at the time of accident. Damage to the car is as follows. Car is completely total. The rear trunk bumper, back of the truck, trunk is all bent and out of shape. Damage to the axle, lights. Regarding the injury, patient reported that he hit his head into the headrest, leading to whiplash injury, then back and forth. He did not have any trauma to chest, pelvic or abdomen, but he hit his left shoulder to the seat. Next. Leading to pain in the shoulder area. He did not go to the emergency room and he went to the ER after several days when the pain started. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches which are severe 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are located mostly in the back of the head. They are severe and they are constant. No sensitivity to the light is reported. No sensitivity to the noise is reported. No nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. No associated factor. TBI symptoms. Patient reports of only dizziness off and on. But he has no issue with the taste or smell or TMJ. No issue with vertigo, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear. No loss of balance or loss of equilibrium is reported. Patient does not have any loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. No nausea, vomiting, no spots in the vision, loss of vision field or blurred vision. Additionally, he reports weakness and fatigue, but no lightheadedness, no lethargy, no trouble walking, and no sleep disturbance or sudden anesthesia reported. Patient has no anxiety, depression, panic. Regarding the pain, patient reports that he is suffering from pain in the neck area, mid-back area, and lower back. But most of these pains are towards the left side of the spine. He also has pain in the left shoulder, which is 8 to 9, with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. All of these pains are continuous and they are described as aching, sharp, cramping, fearful, and they are from 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, lying down, and not improved by anything. Patient report that his walk is okay, and he can sit okay, stand okay, sleep is 4 to 5 hours, and he does not have any numbness, tingling, pins and needles, or muscle weakness or motor weakness of the upper or lower extremities. There is no involvement of the finger or toes, and no radiculopathy. There is no incontinence of the bowel or urine. He reports that he has had a MRI done, and he was doing physical therapy at Accurate Care before coming here. And he has a doctor, PCP, Dr. Mary, who ordered the MRIs. Other than that, he has had no other treatment. Some medication he has tried. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, for medications, family history, legal history, employment history, as well as the personal history. Currently, he is disabled and not working. He is retired. ADLs are also, please review the record. Physical examination. The blood pressure, vital signs, blood pressure is 146 over 93, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99, temperature is 98.7, and height is 5'6", weight is 140 pounds. This is a 60-year-old African American male, okay, average built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Now, sinuses, jaundice, club in colony care. The patient is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with no adaptive devices, and he's mobile independent. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including psychiatric exam, neurological examination, all normal. Musculature examination, patient exhibits a spasm on the left side of trapezius muscle, upper cervical, thoracic and lumbar fibers, as well as in the quadratus lumborum on the left side. He also exhibits a paravertebral muscle spasm on the left side from C1 to L5 all the way. But on the right side, there is no spasm. And there is some trigger points noticed in the upper trapezius muscle and in the lower paravertebral muscle area. Some tenderness is noticed. Rest of the muscles are found to be intact, but there is some tenderness of the rotator cuff muscles on the left side. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention that on inspection, the entire spine appears normal, curvature, alignment, and no scars are noticed. On palpation, there are no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest is equal. In the spine tenderness, no spine tenderness is noticed except in L4-5, L5-S1, and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm, as noticed, is present in the left side from C1 to L5 all the way, with a mild tenderness, couple trigger points, especially in the lumbar region. Hypertonicity of 2+ is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows: forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, but bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral extension is 10, and bilateral side flexion is 25, and then the bilateral rotation is 25 also. Hyperextension was not painful. maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lermit test is positive. Destruction test was negative. Protohal test was negative. Myelopathy signs is negative. And Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive. CAMP test is positive. Breger test is negative. Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilaterally, the Faber test and Gaussian test are found positive with mild tendinitis on the sacroiliac joint. Tendon flexion test, iliac compression test, destruction test are negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities, which include the right shoulder, both elbows, both hands and wrist, both hip, both knees, both ankle and feet, are found to be completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused, normal motor power, normal reflexes, no tenderness, no pedal edema, contusion or laceration, muscle spasms, or varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion of all of these joints except for the left shoulder is completely normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The Phelan test and the Tinel sign are negative. No carpotunnel issues. And there is no involvement of the finger or the toes. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation. On palpation, there are no fractures, contusion, laceration, or any swelling. Notice no crepitations or any sounds on moving the shoulder. Passive motion is completely normal. Active motion reveals the range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. The pain level is 8 to 9 constantly. And beyond 110 degrees, patient experienced pain. He also has positive for rotator cuff damage. The Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. And the MPBA Thun test is positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Regarding these pains, so the diagnosis will be the motor power is also normal. General diagnosis V8 9.2 XXT. S09.90. Z79.891. TNS R51, R42. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M62.838. Ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder M25.512, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, S23.3, XXA. In the lumbar spine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. You can mention vasospasm and trigger points also. Plan of care for Raymond Taylor is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck and the thoracic and lumbar region, left shoulder area, and the muscle spasm trigger points. Patient is advised to do therapy 3 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy. Chiropractic and acupunctures are also ordered. Patient is ordered off work and housework replacement and transportation is ordered. Medications, patient is provided with the following medications, which is Celebrex, 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for relieving the muscle spasm. Essiflex, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Elobil, 50 mg at night for GAD disorders, pain relief. Nerontin, 600 mg twice a day for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient is provided Norco 7.5/325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Drug screen was ordered as the protocol. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. I have the records available from Affiliated Center of Oakland, dated 2/27/2024, 1 month after the accident. These MRIs were ordered by Hubbard, Simone Hubbard. They reported as follows. The MRI for the cervical spine shows multi-level disc, cervical disc herniation affecting C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. And C6-7, C7-T1, leading to severe spinal cord stenosis. In addition, there are multiple facet irregularities, high grade neural foramen narrowing. In the lumbar spine, patient has a herniated disc at L3-4, L4, L5-S1, encroaching the anterior epidural space, facet irregularities, bilateral neuroforamen narrowing are observed, moderate. MRI for the thoracic spine, however, is completely normal. Interventional pain procedure based on the MRI findings and previous history. The patient has found no relief yet from on the physical therapy and all. They're still trying to do the physical therapy for 2 more months and chiropractic before recommending the injection treatment. And so lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 and cervical steroid injection times 2 are recommended besides trigger point injection and possible injection to the left shoulder. And MRI for the left shoulder is also to be ordered. Surgical options will be considered after the failure of physical therapy and injection treatments. Neuropsych evaluation. The patient has minimal symptoms no symptoms for TBI except for dizziness, and he'll be followed up. And if needed, neuropsych evaluation will be ordered. Attended care and casework is not warranted right now. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations. An MRI for the left shoulder will be ordered to add to the findings. We are just making sure that it has not been done already. DMEs. The patient already has the DMEs, which include walker, cane, back brace, and heat pack, tense unit. Tense unit was provided, neck brace is provided, and cervical traction is provided by the in-house. For further healing, education is yes, follow-up visit in 7 days, and personal support is yes. Thank you. Please also refer to chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, and evaluation and treatment.